Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr here on this final day of June, a landmark day because we are at the end of the quarter, end of the month. Got a huge USDA report coming today, and we'll take a close look at that coming up here in our next two segments. But topping farm news this morning, trade negotiations between the U.S. and India have reached a major impasse, casting doubt on prospects for a bilateral agreement ahead of President Donald Trump's July 9th deadline to impose new reciprocal tariffs. Reuters reports that Indian officials say both sides remain divided over import duties on auto components, steel, and agricultural products. Meanwhile, China has signed a deal with Argentine soy meal as they expect a U.S. trade war to continue. Concern about the Make America Healthy Again report led 250-plus ag groups to ask the Trump administration to correct the direction of its Make America Healthy goals. In a letter dated June 13th, addressed to Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins, and EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin, groups signing the letter included American Farm Bureau, American Soybean Association, National Corn Growers, and the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives, who criticized the MAHA Commission's lack of transparency in creating the report, adding it also did not allow any opportunity for public engagement. A MAHA follow-up report is due for release by August 12th. Well, we had another wet weekend and the U.S. wheat harvest ongoing, and it's running into some weather challenges. Ralph Lohse, Director of Communications for U.S. Wheat Associates.
For the most part, we're hearing really good things, as you mentioned. As usual, and this is part of farming, it's either too wet or too dry, right? The wheat crop itself appears in general to be in really good condition. The challenge this year has been getting in the field in a lot of areas, Oklahoma, Kansas, now up into Colorado. We're getting some reports of some wet fields that are starting to dry out. So as typical, farmers, as soon as things get dry enough, they're hitting it hard. So overall, we're hearing good reports about the crop itself.
Farmers are getting better harvest results, though, than last year.
And it comes at an important time that we're in the middle of harvest because U.S. Wheat Associates is hosting a handful of international trade teams. So basically, our customers from around the world are coming here to actually see the crop in the field. We've got three teams in the next 2 weeks.
Ralph Lohse of U.S. Wheat Associates. This is Inside Agriculture. We're taking a break for the morning markets.